Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, sing to him, make music to him, meditate on all his wonders, take pride in his holy name, let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Remember the wonders which he has done, his signs and the judgments from his mouth, you descendants of Abraham, his servant, you sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. Yes, he confirmed it to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. He said, to you I will give the land of Canaan, the territory you will possess. While they were few in number, just a little group and aliens in the land, they moved around from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He did not allow anyone to oppress them, and he rebuked kings because of them. Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets. Then he summoned a famine on the land. He destroyed their entire food supply. He sent ahead of them a man sold as a slave, Joseph. They hurt his feet with chains. His throat was clamped in an iron collar until the time when his predictions came true. The promise of the Lord tested him. The king sent for him and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his house and ruler over all his possessions, to bind his officials by his will, to teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob lived as an alien in the land of Ham. Then the Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes. He turned the Egyptians' hearts so they hated this people. They dealt deceitfully with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his warning signs in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and it became extremely dark because Israel did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood, and he caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the rooms of their kings. He spoke, and a swarm of flies came. There were lice throughout their borders. He gave them hail instead of rain, with blazing lightning throughout their land. Then he struck down their vines and fig trees, and he broke down the trees within their borders. He spoke, and the locusts came, and grasshoppers without number. They ate every green plant in their land. They ate the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first fruit of all their virility. Then he brought Israel out with silver and gold. From among their tribes, no one stumbled. Egypt was glad when they went out, because fear of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a canopy and fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought quail, and he satisfied them with bread from heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed in the desert like a river. Because he remembered his holy word to Abraham, his servant, he brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with a joyful shout. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the work of other peoples, so that they could keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.